This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
100.7 The Wolf, because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
Okay, on the phone today is Ashley. She lives in Seattle. Good morning, Ashley. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're fantastic. Hey, thank you so much for calling in for Share Your Salary. You're a boss for doing it.
Thank you.
Yeah. And all we know about you right now, Ashley, is you're an event manager.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've heard event planner, event manager might be something different. I don't know. But that's why we're going to put a minute on the clock. That's how Share Your Salary works. We're going to ask you as many questions as we can, but we only get a minute. And then when we're done, we're going to play a song. You know, we'll think everything over. We'll come back. Everybody will guess how much we think you make, and then you will share your salary as an event manager. Sound good, Ashley?
Sounds great.
All right, Gabe. I'm feeling like you probably know somebody who does this. I don't know why.
I don't know. It could be a wide range of jobs.
What kind of events are we managing mm-hmm. here? I mean, yeah, that's true. Okay, so let's start the questioning. 1 minute. Gabe, are you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, on your mark, get set, and go.
How old are you?
I am 33.
Can you give us your best job description?
So I help events when they come to the hotel, whether they're just staying overnight or they actually have, like, meetings and everything. I help put them all together for them, detail them, make their food orders, all that kind of fun stuff.
If your job was listed on LinkedIn, what would the salary range be that would be
you
listed
can't
under
ask
the job?
That so question. Unfair. You cannot ask numbers. Strike from the record. Don't even pay attention to that. Where is your hotel located that you work for, Ashley?
Right next to Lumen Field.
How long have you been there?
I've been there for 4 months now.
Do you manage a team? And if so, how many people on the team underneath you?
I do not. I'm kind of my own person amongst a team of people.
How much money did you make last year?
You can't ask that,
that
question.
What is it?
You can't ask numbers.
It's a different job.
The one rule, you just wasted all of our time with these questions. You can't ask numbers.
Terrible.
This isn't your first day, man. You've done this before.
She's only been there for 4 months.
I'm so disappointed. I really am.
Oh, my God.
I'm disappointed.
If we looked on your W-2 last year, what did you make?
What was the number?
Yeah. That was with a different job.
You need to get a hold of yourself.
You're
crossing the line.
That is crazy.
Okay, if you're listening, maybe you can help us out. Sorry for Gabe. I'll apologize on her behalf. 253-642-WOLF is the number to text in. Again, your guess. What do you think Ashley is making as an event manager? Put your name where you live on it, and here's a cool part. Hang out for like one song, literally, and Ashley's going to share her salary next.
100.7 The Wolf, because we all want to know what everyone makes for a living, but it's never been okay to ask. Until now, this is Share Your Salary.
And if you're just tuning in, we've got Ashley on the phone. She is an event manager. And we just learned some other things, too. Maybe if you missed it, Gabe, let's recap. What did we just learn about Ashley and her job?
Yeah, she works with the hotel next to Lumen Field. She's been there for 4 months. She's 33 years old, and she just helps with like the events and stuff.
Yeah, pretty much a one-man show. You didn't take a lot of notes, did you?
No, I did. Those are my notes.
Oh, yeah, you didn't take a lot of notes,
half
did you?
Half the questions got tossed.
I had good questions, but you guys put me down.
Okay, meanwhile, the texts are coming to him. Gabe, honey, you good?
I'm not
question
good.
Mark. That's from a 7-year-old.
I'm laughing through the pain.
The kids listening want to know if you're okay. All right, let's see here. Gabe, we're going to give it to you. You are up first, so what are you thinking here?
This text says, Gabe, pick me. My name is Spoon, 12 years old, from Seattle, and I think she makes 70. So I'm going to go with Spoon at 70.
That's a great name, too, by the way. That's really cool. Spoon, welcome to the mix. Captain Ron, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Rob and Billy from Snowho. They called me out directly, so I had to pick them. And we're going 87.
All right. My feelings aren't hurt that nobody singled me out, but that's fine. Oh. I'm going to go with somebody with some experience, Noelle in Puyallup. She says 75, but it's been a while since I worked for a major hotel company back in 2009 as a sales manager. So I think we're all kind of in the same ballpark here. We're at 70, 75, and 87, but really that doesn't matter. We all want to know, Ashley, how much you're actually making as an event manager for a big pimpin' hotel. Time to share your salary.
I make $72,000 a year plus bonus.
Woo!
It was close. Spoon gets it.
Ayo.
Sarah gets it. All right. How many days a week are you working there, Ashley?
I do 5 days a week.
Is it a pretty fun job?
Oh, it is. I've been in sales for about a year now, but I've been in operations for hotels the last like 13 years. So I know the hotel business pretty well.
So why'd you switch jobs?
I moved out here from Virginia and switched jobs.
Oh, interesting.
What is the most, like, if you get a conference for a certain type of job, who draws the most interesting crowd?
Social events. Definitely social events. We hosted the Bridgerton Ball Party beginning of October, so it was really cool. It was really fun to see it come to life.
Is that just like a Bridgerton fan fest?
No, we had it was a ball. They actually had a dance. They had everyone had dresses on. Like, it was a whole, basically, like, if you've seen the show, one of the dances in the event, in the movie, the show.
That's great. Where do you even get outfits like that?
There's actually a shop, I think, out in Auburn area that you can get outfits from, or just online. And a lot of people made theirs. Like, when I was walking around talking to people, a few of them had said they made their own costumes.
You get that on Amazon?
It's like a sophisticated Comic-Con.
Yes.
Do they use accents?
We had a few people that tried to. Yeah.
That tried to. Yeah. She said tried to. Not successfully. Ashley, thank you so much for calling in and being a part of the show today. And congratulations on making a wonderful living to 72. Yeah, baby.
Thank you. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. We love you, Ashley.
Bye.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.